irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to All Things Therapy. I am your host, Lisa Tahir. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I practice as an intuitive psychotherapist. And if you've been listening, you know that the mission of this podcast is to change consciousness one conversation at a time. I typically have a guest with me each week, and today my guest was not available that we had planned to speak with, and so I plan to get them on in the future. So this is an unexpected solo show that I just want to slow down and take some time with you as my listener. You're welcome to call in if you'd like. That number is 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. And I thought to share with you some of the things that I've been dealing with in my own life and how I am approaching them. To solve, to align myself with the solution versus feeling destabilized by the problem. And I'm a believer in utilizing meditation, utilizing prayer, really lining up with the vibration of the solution, lining up with the vibration of my desires, that everything is energy. And what I mean by that is that we are energy. We're molecules, we're atoms, we're vibrating, we're moving, and we look like we're solid, but we're really not. It's an illusion. It's a hologram, if you will. And, you know, the more that I study this and read about it, I feel like I'm embracing progressively the power available to really looking at life, to looking at our goals, looking at our desires, in all areas, be it financial, romantic, business, health, just everything that we can even think of, coming down to what is the energy of that desire? What is the vibration of where it is we want to go? And we hold this vision in front of us in our minds, and there's a gap between where we are and where we desire to be. In that gap, in between the two places that all this magic happens. And I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of listening to Abraham Hicks and to others, to mentors that are really out there leading the conversation and the teachings on consciousness, on quantum physics, on manifesting based on this energy perspective. And the word patience used to be something I struggled with. And I read something this week talking about patience being in that gap, in that spaciousness, that space between where we are right now and that desired future, that vision we're holding for ourselves in whatever area it may be, and really just feeling good in that interim period. It's really, you know, simple verbally to feel good, to maintain the vibration of expectancy. Like, it's coming, it's on the way, it is done. And if you're anything like me, there are moments when I'm so there. It's like, this is done. I see it. I feel it coming. Often my left hand kind of starts vibrating when I'm in that field of just knowing and feeling the possibility, feeling the manifestation happening, like being on its way. And then other moments, you know, I dip out of that and I'm kind of like, okay, where is it? What's going on? And I think that, you know, really every day I make it a point to start my day. I'm a big believer in a morning routine, and your morning can start anytime you wake up. It can be 8 a.m. It can be 3 p.m. if you're a late night person. It doesn't matter. the time of day. What matters is what you do when you first open your eyes. And I have committed to a practice when I open my eyes, I just say thank you to the universe. It comes naturally now. And I notice I feel the best when I open my eyes, because when you really get a handle on and accept that this is a new day full of infinite possibilities, it's like, wow, like nothing from yesterday has followed you, except for in your mind, except for in your consciousness, except for in your own thoughts between your two ears. And the situations might be present in our lives, but the solution to them are in our minds. And so I've had a situation go on for the last couple months. I talked about it on a solo show recently, and I feel like today I'm at the conclusion of it. And it was a hard experience for me. I signed a contract for my business to what I thought was promoting SEO optimization with this company, signed a year's contract, and then realized 3 months in that was not the service that I had signed up for and was paying for every month. And I've spent the 2 months with the intention to get out of this contract without having to pay anything. And it turns out I'm going to settle today, paying a portion. And I really was beating myself up about that yesterday, going through the negotiations through email and ending up with, okay, here's a number I can accept or not, I suppose, and feeling like I had done something wrong because I'm having to settle. And I'm just going to pull up this quote from my phone. It popped up on social media, and I felt like it was just for me and maybe for you, depending on where you are right now. So this is a quote by Maya Angelou, and she said, "Forgive yourself for not knowing what you didn't know before you learned it." Forgive yourself for not knowing what you didn't know before you learned it. And that for me was very soothing, because it's new for me to engage with other corporations to support me in these various ways, to get NOLA therapy out there, my website, so that you can connect to my podcast, order my book on self-forgiveness to self-heal, try out, take my online class on 20 psycho-spiritual tools for empowerment. I'm just so excited and driven to get this work out to you, into your hands, that I didn't read the lines clearly enough about what this contract was and what the service was offering me. And I beat up on myself for that, feeling like I should have known better, done better. And I found myself in a place of disempowerment, where truly life is a learning process. Things, you know, happen through us, as us, to learn. And life is going to give me many more chances to review other contracts, other opportunities to co-create with people that do want to provide the service I'm asking for and help. And so, you know, today I came to this place of peace that, you know, this amount of money, this small amount of money, when I really tap into the unlimited resources of the universe, asking you, the universe, to pay for this, like, universe, come through me and pay this fee that I'm going to be paying to exit my contract early, and to really feel, to shift from the mindset of lack of this money being finite and gone to, you know, this money, I'm in the flow of financial abundance, of it's finances or energy. And okay, this money that I didn't expect to pay is going to flow through and out, yet it's going to bring me somewhere better. And I read another quote today. Let me pull it up to share with you. Just really helping me. It's Abraham Hicks, who, if you listen, you know I love the work of Abraham Hicks. And they say, "The abundance that is mine will find its way to me without my help. All I have to do is expect it and allow it and be happy knowing it's on the way." Going back to where we started the show, talking about in that interim period from where we are to where we desire to go, being happy knowing it's on the way. And I was able to soften the judgments towards myself. Instead of saying, "You should have known better, you should have read more closely, this is your fault," to like, "Okay, Lisa, this is a big learning opportunity. You don't have to say yes to a contract. You don't have to say yes to a contract that you haven't taken the time with that you need adequately. So, so for me, it's been big learning. And today, just even before coming with you on the show, I was still actively soothing myself. So when something happens and it goes differently than how you want, than what you expect, self-soothing is really, really important to really assuage, to really gently soothe the self-judgmental and critical thoughts you might be telling yourself, like I was, about knowing better, doing differently, I'm wasting my money. I'm sure you follow me. I'm imagining anyone listening has had a moment of this. Buyer's remorse is another way to say it, I think. And this is really a great turning point for me to realize I can absorb this cost. I can absorb this learning lesson. And I'm asking the universe to bring me more money as a result. I listened to something today, Abraham Hicks on YouTube, where they were talking about sometimes things happen that look like they're undesirable, that we even deem them as bad, as not being for us, but that can actually be the step we need to take to get to exactly where we want to be. And I feel like this is one of those steps. And that audio recording coming up in my YouTube today just really was a confirmation for me that this is a step on my path to where I want to go and reaching you as my listener. And just wanting to share this conclusion of the story. I started it a few shows ago and want to conclude today with, I feel at peace. I'm working towards feeling at peace. Like I'm almost there. I plan to meditate again. I meditated this morning, like I said, just really asking to understand what has happened and use it to make wiser decisions in the future. And knowing that this kind of thing, it happens to people when we're growing, Tori, be it in our business, in our professional life, or in our personal life, starting a new relationship, having a new friend, starting a new workout. You know, I'm an avid exercise fitness person, former fitness instructor. And so, you know, like I'm reminded of there's so many metaphors. When you try something new physically, your muscles are sore, and that doesn't mean you've done anything wrong. It actually means that you've done the exercise correctly. You've done it properly, because soreness is a sign that you're working and stretching that muscle for it to grow. And so my muscle of business savviness is definitely growing through this experience of signing a contract. I realized that I didn't want to be in. I'm going to pause and take a sip of hot tea. So if you want to call in, I'd love to know any of your experiences surrounding an experience like this. Something happening that didn't go as you wanted, but it leads you to where you actually need to be, want to be, or dreaming of being, and share those thoughts. And again, my website is NolaTherapy, NolaTherapy.com. And there you can order my new book. It's on pre-order, on healing our deepest core wounds through astrology, empathy, and self-forgiveness, endorsed by His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, who speaks extensively to me. He's just really the epitome of compassion and forgiveness and leading our lives from a heart-centered place. I've been watching his Facebook Live streams. He's been coming on most nights, just talking to the world, answering questions about how to live compassionately in the time that we're in, and having emotional hygiene, which he coins. I love the notion of emotional hygiene, just like our awareness around washing our hands more often than what we did pre-pandemic is a metaphor for washing our emotions. And we do that through practices like meditation, through prayer, through setting an intention for our day, for our week, for our lives, and even mission statements around our business, around our relationship. I'm single right now, but I am intending, envisioning just a beautiful relationship with my partner, and her and I having a relationship vision for our individual desires to the fruition of those outcomes and a collective desire. I look forward to creating with her and supporting her and her endeavors fully, and then being supported too in whatever ways feel natural for her. And like, just by setting intentions in different areas of your life, it gives you a focus to look at as you go through your life, as the days, weeks, months, and years unfold. It gives you like a focal point to look at and keep walking towards, a baby step at a time. And I was just telling a client last week who was beating up on herself around like her year, her New Year's intentions for 2020. And I don't know that any of them really materialized as she envisioned in January of 2020, and really helping her shift from even doing yearly intentions to, why don't you make a 10-year plan? I know a lot of my goals, it's taken 5 to 8 years for them to fully manifest, like the U.S. patent that I have taking 8 years of consistent work, the nonprofit I started taking at least 2, and even in the writing of my new book on healing your core wounds through astrology, empathy, and self-forgiveness, that has been in total an almost 4-year period. And if I would have made that a 1-year goal, if I would have made any of those aspirations a 1-year goal and not hit them in that year and decided to give up, I'd never experience like the pleasure and the joy of seeing it through. And so I encourage you to nurture your dreams, set your intentions, set your goals for the year, yet know, be willing to let them roll over into the next year and the next year and the next year, and feel good about that. Know that it's normal and natural for things to take time. I was reading on LinkedIn earlier today, Sarah Blakely, who founded Spanx, and her journey is just remarkable, how she got her U.S. patent, doing it mostly herself, her mother drawing out the patterns, and just, you know, really grassroots. And just taking her time to see it through, going to the library to read about how to get a U.S. patent. She shared that only 8% of patent holders, primary patent holders, are women. And I wrote to her saying that my journey to receiving a U.S. patent took 8 years. And I did it much like her. I researched myself, submitted over and over again, being rejected from the U.S. patent office, and then submitting again until I got my patent. And I'm one of those 8% of inventors ever since U.S. patents began in our country to hold that patent. And Sarah Blakely encourages you, even if you don't do anything with it, it can be really cool to set a big goal like that and accomplish it and be, for example, a U.S. patent holder. I'm working to get my patent in the world. It is for people with disabilities and wheelchairs, children and adults, to blow and cast glass as an art form safely from their own wheelchair. And after my U.S. patent, I built one and just donated it last week to a glass studio here in New Orleans, Louisiana, called Yaya Artists. And they are going to develop programming, and we're going to get people in and teach them to blow and cast glass from their wheelchair. My original intention was to sell this off the bat. And, you know, I spent 8 years and all this money, like I want to sell it and profit. And, you know, the universe had a different plan. The universe told me in meditation, give it. You pay. It's a $1,900 bench. You pay for one to be made and donate it. And, you know, the money's going to come to you, Lisa, when you just get this out there and let the world, let people see its value. And it's just been so gratifying to work in this way, like where my heart leads me, and ask the universe for the money, for the experiences, the people, just things to fall in place for the accomplishment of what it is that you most deeply desire. And I want to find, I'm going to read to you another quote that's been inspiring me and encouraging me and helping me to stay happy in that gap in between where I am and where I'm going. So this quote says, "Everything you want is coming. Relax and let the universe pick up the timing and the way. You just need to trust that what you want is coming, and watch how fast it comes." another quote that I love and know it is true. You can alter the future by altering your thoughts. Another Abraham Hicks. And what that really means is it's the vibration of your thought, which is different from positive thinking. I can't tell you how many times I've had a positive thought, but I didn't believe my positive thought. It was more like hope. Like I hoped for this to be true. And that's a good place to be. The vibration of hope is a high one. It's higher than disbelief or despair or lack. And so you can hope for something to be true, but think about how good it feels when what you want, you actually believe you can have it, even when there's no evidence manifested in your life, be that a physical issue you might be dealing with that you want to have healed, or a financial issue, a relationship issue, whatever it is, it's really having the faith. Faith is a commitment to what hasn't manifested yet, believing that what hasn't manifested yet will, and really believing it from a position inside of your body where it's done. Like it's fucking done, for lack of a better way to say it. It's fucking done. I got this. It's coming. It's on the way. Nothing else will do. I know for me, I stood in that place manifesting my home in Los Angeles and desiring, wanting two homes, two places to live, two existences that make me so happy, and telling the universe, I will have. There is no option but my two homes. I'm not leaving LA. I'm not leaving New Orleans. So you bring that fucking money and it's coming. It's been happening 6 years now. And to really position yourself, whatever thought it takes, whatever it takes for you to do to tap into believing that what you want can be. And for me, it's definitely through meditation. I started learning to meditate on YouTube using guided meditations from a group called The Honest Guys. The Honest Guys, they're awesome. They have over 200 meditations set to music that are so affirming and on a range of topics. I started listening every day to The Honest Guys. And then from there, I would set a timer on my phone for 5 minutes and sit in silence, struggling with the thoughts, the to-do list popping up in my mind, and just being committed to whatever arises. I'm going to be with that thought. I'm going to let it float through my mind like the clouds in the sky, and getting more and more comfortable with that stillness and with that quietness. And so today I do a combination of, if I feel like my mind is really active, I'll definitely play an Honest Guys guided meditation to focus my thoughts upon. And often that leads me to being able to sit in a silent meditation, focusing on whatever noise, the birds of the air conditioner or fan, whatever cars might be driving by, to just observe without judgment. That's what mindfulness is, being in the present moment as an observer of your experience without judgment or criticism. And also, meditation is where we're in the receptive mode. We're listening for answers. Often I'll sit to meditate and I realize I'm actually in prayer because I'm asking, I'm talking to the universe, I'm talking to spirit in my head. You know, energy thoughts are read. Thoughts carry an energy, a vibration. You can speak out loud or you can just think. And that intention is carried out into the universe and heard and received. And so I notice usually my morning routine starts with a lot of kind of talking to the universe about here I am in this situation. And I notice till I kind of run out of steam and I hear the universe gently saying, jokingly, are you done yet? Are you ready to listen to us? And I'm like, oh my gosh, of course. And then I'll find that place of stillness where it's often just a feeling in my heart, in my body of like peace, of comfort. We've got this. Like I hear the universe saying, we've got this, Lisa. We've got you. We've got this situation. Yes, yes, yes. It's being done. People, places, and things are being shifted and moved into place for your desired outcome. Just, we got you. And I know that my meditation time is complete when I just really feel that peace. And I wonder if any of you listening are down with that, have had that experience yourself, where you might sit down to meditate or pray in an activated place of worry or uncertainty, and yet you leave that time feeling at peace and comforted. I like to go to geographic places as well to calm and self-soothe. In New Orleans, it's Audubon Park, a beautiful park with gigantic oak trees that are hundreds of years old. In Los Angeles, I hike to the Wisdom Tree. It's a tree near Griffith Park that you can leave notes to the universe. It overlooks the whole city, and people often just go up there and sit quietly. It's a really beautiful meditative spot. And I'll take myself to those locations when I can. And most days I just access it sitting in my living room with a cup of coffee and just closing my eyes and tapping in to that non-local mind, to the quantum field, to infinite possibility, telling the universe I am pure positive energy. And I invite you to do that. I invite you to declare to the universe who you are, who you want to be, in the most positive, amazing of words and language, and just see what happens. I challenge myself. I'm going to try this for 30 days. I'm just going to go all out and believe in what Abraham's teaching about us being pure positive energy, how loved we are, how everything is here for us. I was like, for 30 days, I'm just going to drink the Kool-Aid and get on this path. And it's been life-changing. His Holiness the Dalai Lama endorsed my book. I'm in the middle of being a guest on 17 plus podcasts to talk about my book, The Chiron Effect, and about this work and my life experience. And I feel like my relationship's really close. I just feel better, even though things are happening that I do have to handle, the nuts and bolts of life. Putting my car in the shop the other day because the radiator needed repair. So it's like, we handle the business of life just like anyone else, but we do it from a perspective of knowing that all our needs are going to be met, that we are being watched over and held and guided and loved. And it just brings a peace to life. I'm going to go to a word to my sponsor. If you've been listening, you know that BetterHelp has been a long-standing supporter of All Things Therapy. They are a safe and HIPAA-compliant, secure online counseling portal. Through BetterHelp.com, you can do phone sessions or video sessions on their platform. And as my listener, they offer you 10% off to try their service out. These are licensed professional therapists dealing and helping with issues such as depression, stress, anxiety, sleeping issues, LGBT matters, self-esteem. They offer financial aid to those who qualify, and they are committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. You can start meeting with a counselor, a therapist, in under 24 hours, and if you don't feel like they're a good fit, you can request a new counselor. So try them out, betterhelp.com/ATT for All Things Therapy, betterhelp.com/ATT for All Things Therapy. So I'm thinking in conclusion to remind you of just how awesome you are, of how powerful you are. And I mean that sincerely. We are the universe. We are creators. We are here to create our lives based upon what we are and the thoughts that support those endeavors, those desires, those dreams. And I suggest using tools. In my online class that you can get through NOLA Therapy, I survey 20 of them, things like using a pendulum. I use a pendulum every day and helping me make yes or no decisions. A pendulum is just a weighted object that spins directionally. It can be a necklace. It could be a cool crystal pendulum you order online. It can be a keychain, but it helps you. You attune your frequency to the pendulum, and it's just channeling source energy. It's channeling universal energy to show you yes or no decisions, to confirm your decisions. And I find it to be really fun. Another psycho-spiritual tool is I've created an altar in both of my homes. An altar is just a space, however large or small. It can be public, out on a shelf, or private, inside of a cabinet. Objects of significance, crystals, photos, feathers, just things that have meaning and value to you. I keep sage and Palo Santo so I can smudge myself and my houses. And it's, you know, I have affirmations, things that I want to manifest. I write down my desires and set them on my altar. Today, for example, is a full moon. So it's when we're letting go of things that don't serve us to manifest what we want. And that full moon is activated at 2 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Central. So we're in the middle of that energy about to happen right now. So, you know, I'm about to conclude. Take a few moments to write down, to vision what it is you want. Ask that full moon energy to aid and assist, being willing to let go. The way I see this letting go is of our thoughts that don't serve us, of the thought that I don't make enough money or can't, I'm not smart enough, I can't have this relationship. Yes, you can. You can make the money. You can have the relationship. You can take the steps towards living what you really want. And by cleaning up what is, like His Holiness talks about the emotional hygiene, cleaning up our thoughts is emotional hygiene. Changing our beliefs is emotional hygiene. And I just encourage you to be encouraged versus unencouraged. Regardless of this election, definitely vote your consciousness. Do what you feel like is going to lead to your voice being heard. It's such an important time for that. Go silently, peacefully protest, whatever it is, to express who you are, keeping compassion at the foundation of your self-expression. I do believe that to be important, that to respect ourselves and respect others in a way that is affirming and compassionate and empathetic versus lacking empathy and respect and compassion. So I want to leave you with that. Reach out to me at NOLA Therapy, NOLATHERAPY.com. You can order my book there. I'm doing sessions online, intuitive psychotherapy with you, phone, Skype, FaceTime, and Zoom. I'm accepting new clients. I have a 30-day psychoastrology package to work with you on your personal Chiron's core woundings, the subject of my book. And it's 30 days of access to me through phone and text, 8 sessions. Check that out at NOLA Therapy and subscribe to this podcast. Give me a review, a rating on iTunes. It helps so much. And follow me on social media. I'm at NOLA Therapy on Instagram, on Facebook, and Twitter. I post videos as I feel authentically led to, and I encourage you to be authentic in your social media versus following some program or whatever, because that's what everyone else is doing. I really believe we create our lives through bringing forth what's inside, empowerment, IN, sourcing from within. Let your social media be a reflection of who you are inside authentically, and the people will come. The people that are meant for you to lead and guide and have community with, they're going to come. So be patient. Again, look at this as your 10-year plan to grow your following, your network, your life, to just really be at peace with the processes. And with that, I just leave you with all of my love, and I'll be with you next week. Bye-bye.